Attackers are accessing data centers using a salt bug, turning PSUs into speakers to steal data, and the new LockBit ransomware starts gaining traction. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for May 5th, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to your security, privacy, and internet freedom. On to the news. The SALT Management Framework is an open source framework used as a configuration tool to monitor and update servers, usually in data centers and for cloud environments. This framework has been found to have two vulnerabilities that can allow for remote code execution attacks as root on the servers, which would mean an attacker could have full control. The flaws exist within the communications protocol, which is called 0MQ. Now, these consist of one authentication bypass issue and one directory traversal issue. They are being tracked as CVEs 2020-11651 and 2020-11652. So consultants with F-Secure originally found the issues and they published information on the problems. These occur within the communication protocol because of the way the framework is set up to handle requests. Each server has an agent, which is called a minion, that connects to a master, and that connection allows for collection of status reports and update messages that the minion can act on. So these are usually just updates to the servers, but they can also run these commands over multiple managed systems. The master exposes two 0MQ instances. One is the request server for minions posting statuses, and the other one is called the publish server, so the master can actually publish messages for minions to connect and subscribe to. The vulnerabilities can allow the attacker to connect to the request server port and bypass authentication and authorization controls. They can then publish their own messages to the master server file system, and they can also steal keys that allow for authentication in the master as root. Now, F-Secure did a scan. They found over 6,000 instances are exposed to the internet. Upon their publishing, F-Secure also expected exploits to happen in the wild pretty quickly, given so many are probably just not updating. And they were right. Just a few days later, servers for Lineage OS, Ghost, and DigiCert were attacked using the vulnerabilities. Now, Lineage OS detected an intrusion on May 2nd, Ghost, which is a blogging platform, saw one on May 3rd, and DigiCert was also hit around May 3rd as well. In the case of Ghost, attackers installed a crypto miner, but no data was stolen. Both vulnerabilities have been patched in version 3000.2, and F-Secure recommends that admins configure automatic updates from SALT Stack's repositories. Admins can also restrict access to the SALT master as well. Mordechai Gurry is back with another way to steal data from air-gapped PCs, again using audio through PC components. Now, Gurry of Israel's Ben-Gurion University was able to find a way to steal data from secure machines using an acoustic norm that actually happens in power supply units. This attack is being called power supply and is using acoustic, thermal, electromagnetic, optical, and even power cables to steal data. In this case, his hack uses the internal switching frequency of the power supply to control sound waveforms generated from capacitors and transformers. The binary data can be modulated and transmitted out through these acoustic signals from devices like PCs, servers, and even IoT devices that lack audio hardware. This would take over and regulate the power consumed by a CPU, which would switch the frequency of the PSU to acoustic signals between 0 to 24 kilohertz, with modulated binary information transmitted. Now, even though this attack is kind of out there and likely not to be used in the wild against you, it could be used in targeted campaigns against high-profile, secure air-gap machines. The target device would need to be infected with malicious code to allow for the power supply attack to happen, and a receiving device would need to be located in close enough proximity to actually receive the data. Now, the receiving device could be a smartphone or another computer, and the data could be transferred at 50 bits per second if the devices were 2.5 meters away from each other, for example. That's pretty slow. Banning equipment in sensitive areas could help to secure the data, as well as using an intrusion detection system that can monitor CPU behavior. Hardware-based jammers and signal detectors can help as well. Before we hit story number three, I want to say thank you so much to my supporters who are over at patreon.com/threatwire. I have Hush Puppy perk level patrons who send in their amazing fur baby photos. I love them. They're so cute. Keep them coming. And if you want to support Threatwire but you don't want to be a Patreon supporter, you can always check out snubsy.com/shop to get t-shirts, stickers, even my own digital photography, all of which supports my shows. Thank you to everyone who supports the show as well. A new strain of ransomware is being detected across the globe in countries including the US, the UK, France, Germany, the Ukraine, China, India, and Indonesia. According to Northwave Intelligent Security Operations, LockBit is new malware that is self-spreading. Most ransomware requires human hackers to actually interact and sabotage networks. But LockBit can automatically spread, and it can easily map out a network. It uses ARP tables and the server message block to allow LockBit to map, then infect and connect to each node in a network to allow itself to spread using a PowerShell script. Now, the server message block, ARP tables, and PowerShell as well are all used in normal day-to-day uses on networks, so malicious use is not necessarily going to be detected. The PowerShell script disguises itself as a PNG image as well, which can allow LockBit to also stay hidden. That PNG image actually executes to encrypt the files. LockBit also uses the IP address to determine where a target machine is located, and it will abort the mission if it's residing in Russia, which researchers are hypothesizing that this is to keep attackers from being prosecuted by authorities in that country specifically. Now, the ransomware sells for as much as $75,000 on forums, and other than being used as ransomware, it can also use privilege escalation to bypass user account controls. According to Sophos, LockBit also downloads victim data, so anyone that does not pay runs the risk of having their information posted online. Before I leave, I want to say thank you so much to Eli, Fati, John, and Amy, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. You are awesome. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. Thank you.